talking about last week on 99.7 DJX, ways you killed your phone. Like, how did you destroy your phone?
It's happened to the best of us.
It has happened to the best of us, and sometimes it's beyond your control, but it stings every single time because it's now our life.
Exactly. Everything's in there. You're not supposed to remember phone numbers anymore. They're all programmed. How are you supposed to know where you're supposed to be? It's all in the calendar.
Yeah. So we got a message from a listener who was like, hey, heard you guys talking about it last week. Couldn't comment in the moment. So wanted to tell you my story. Angela said, brand new iPhone for work. Had it resting on railing at the river stage. Got bumped, just watched it bounce right into the river.
Oh, no.
Needless to say, I just kept drinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what else are you going to do?
That is the most helpless thing ever. Yep. When you see it all happening, and it's almost like in slow motion, and you're like...
It's in the river. You're not going in after
it.
That's gone.
Yeah.
That's, forever and forever.
That is forever.
RIP phone.
Yep. The catfish are now going to be using that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy, my son and his friends were playing hide and seek in a cornfield. The phone was never found. Now it becomes an urban legend.
Yeah, was the phone actually ever in the cornfield? Or did the crows take it?
You're going to just hear random little
ringing.
Ringing at off times. Like, what if you're like the farmer?
You're like, what is that noise? Yeah.
Danielle, my best friend, works at UPS with me, dropped her phone off the back end of a two-story MD-11 back when those were safe. We watched it flip in the air all the way down.
What's an MD-11?
A plane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're loading up the plane.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Dang. Dang. These are your, like, how you killed your phone.
Yeah.
Sort of stories. We're getting some more people texting in at 502-795-1997.
Emily's got one involving St. Patty's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We'll get to that coming up here next then. Amanda, Brooke, Tish, we see ya. We'll get to yours on the way. How do you destroy your phone? It's 99.7 DJX. I remember I had... dropped my phone a while back, and then slowly, ever since I dropped it, the screen would slowly start to malfunction
to the point
where I would have to try to see what was underneath the distortion.
How many weeks did you live
like that?
Oh, my gosh. Because I was about ready to just take it and go fix it for you because I couldn't.
Right, I know.
I couldn't watch you suffer.
It was like that way longer than it should be. And yeah, then T-Mobile sent me a new one. So
that's great. But that was a wild time.
That was a wild time for me.
What a time to be alive
to witness that. Yep.
Emily, my friend couldn't find her phone on St. Patty's Day. We were harassing the guy she was with because we thought he stole it from her.
Mm-hmm.
We tore O'Shea's apart.
Oh.
She came back the next morning. There was an out of order sign on the bathroom door.
Oh, no.
It was the last place she hadn't looked.
Oh, no.
We called her phone.
Oh, no!
It was lighting up from inside the toilet!
Oh, that is... Yeah.
It still worked 8 hours later.
You mean to tell me they fished it out?
She fished it out. Still used it for 2 more years?
How do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you put that up to your face?
I don't know how you sanitize that to where you don't think toilets on my face. Toilets on my fingers, toilets on my face.
How do you kill your phone? Brooke from Barstown, cheapest phone in the world. 10 years ago, I literally dropped it down 2 flights of concrete steps,
ooh,
left it overnight in the snow, dropped it in a lake, in the toilet, flung it into the wall by accident. It survived all that until 3 years ago, and it finally died when 5G came out.
That's actually
a victorious story.
That is a commercial.
That is, yes.
Whoever made that phone, you need to reach out and be like, listen, I got a story for you. I'm your next spokesperson. That is epic.
Stephanie said, we were fostering a dog. Phone ended up somewhere sliding onto the ground. I was like, whatever, I'll just get it in a minute. Getting ready for work, went back downstairs to get my phone. the dog that we were fostering chewed it up.
Oh, buddy.
Functioned, but this was also when iPhones were glass, so I had to get a brand new phone.
Buddy. Aww. Still 20 out of 10 on a good course, pepper scale. Of course, for sure.
Of course.
Tish, I had a phone that was virtually indestructible. Dropped it in the toilet.
Yeah.
It survived.
Yeah.
Dropped it down the parking garage stairwell several flights of stairs. It was fine.
Yeah.
Left it on top of my car.
Wow.
Made it out of the driveway, down the road, and onto the main highway. Found it with the Where's My iPhone app. Drove back up the road to get it. Saw it in the center line. Had to wait for two cars to pass. They ran it over. It shattered the back of the phone and the camera, but the phone still worked for almost a year afterwards. Wow.
All right.
You guys have some stories. Again,
well, good.
That is a commercial.
But again, I'm glad these phones, and really a testament to the case, because no one has a phone without a case anymore.
No, you
but
can't.
Like, I'm glad that it takes a long way. You can't destroy a phone super easy because these things are expensive.
They tried really hard. Tish and Brooke tried really hard to completely kill theirs accidentally. And it survived.
Yeah, Angelique, same deal, had a Jeep. She tried to put her phone in the mesh pocket on the door.
Yeah.
Slid all the way down, hit the pavement, then ran over it, crushed it. Didn't realize she didn't have her phone until she got home. Went back to the parking lot.
The restaurant,
The restaurant where she was at. Someone turned it in. It was completely destroyed.
Twisted, crushed.
Yes, but she said AT&T sent a person to her house with a brand new phone, and they completely set her up. So there you go.
Yeah, the young tech-savvy person just did it. I'll get you right back up and running again.
She's like,
I didn't miss out on anything.
Love that.
That's great.
My gosh.
Yeah, Chrissy said my husband dropped his off a golf cart driving down the main road in Fort Lauderdale. Went back and got it. Never got ran over. Still worked. Oh, that's great.
Good.
That's great.
All right, good stories there.
Wow, let's take care of our precious little technology.
A 99.7 DJX. Coming up.